Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Sotram, 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 Sotram. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. As we come to Thy presence to worship Thee as New Jerusalem Church, we pray, Father, that You would purify and sanctify us by the precious blood of Jesus. As we worship Thee in truth and spirit, let the power of God come on us. My shoulder is Let Thy name be exalted, Father. Let Thy kingdom come. Let Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let the will of man perish and the will of God alone be fulfilled in the universe. Let the will of Lucifer perish and let the will of God Almighty alone and His Son Jesus Christ prevail in the earth and all over the universe. As we see the powers of darkness gathering together for war against Thy people, Lord, we pray that many of them will be saved, and those who continue to resist, that fire, consuming fire, will come from heaven and will fall on them, not because we desire destruction, but because they tested the long-suffering and patience of God. But those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, who were chosen, Father, because it is not Thy will that any should perish, bring them into the church of the living God. Wash them by Thy blood. Sanctify them by Thy Spirit. Join them into the body of Christ and prepare them for Thy coming. And continue to preserve and protect Thy body, the church, in USA and all over the world, as New Jerusalem Church. Manifest Thy power. Bless Brother Jose and Brother Miles and all the families that are New Jerusalem Church. Strengthen and empower them, Lord. And speak to us today. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray, Father. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 40 or 45 says, I will open before you the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will open before you the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. The Bible says, human beings do not have the key to success. The key to success is in the right hand of Jesus Christ. David, King David, was the most successful man that ever lived. Physically, he was a success. Financially, he was a success. Spiritually, he was a success. And God tells about King David that he is a man after the heart of God. Other than God's Son, Son of God, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, who came into the world in the flesh to give His life as a sacrifice for our sins, there is no other person in the history of the world that God called a man after His heart except David, Daniel the prophet, who was called beloved, and Jesus Christ, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. We see in the Bible that so many doors were closed that David could not go forward. But David trusted in the Lord and moved forward. And when he went forward, the gates were open. We see all the challenges that David faced in his life. Goliath, King Saul, the Philistines, people around him. Every moment somebody wanted to kill King David. But all the gates, the two-leaved gates, were shattered open in front of King David. Because King David says, I have set the Lord on my right hand. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. King David prayed. He was also a prophet. He prayed and asked God, can I go? Can I go forward? Can I go make war? And God said once, no, don't attack them directly. Come behind them, around them, and wait in a certain place and you will hear the voice of sound of rushing on top of the mulberry trees. And when you hear the sound of rushing, you and your army that are crouched and laying low, rise up and go. And the Bible says the Lord smote the enemies of David till there was none remaining, because he did exactly according to what the Lord told him. When we live in accordance with the word of God and do according to what the Lord says, there is no power on earth or heaven that can stand before us. The Bible says, I will go before thee and open the two-leaved gates, and the gate shall not be shut. Jesus Christ says, I am he who hath the keys of David. I open and no man can close, and I close and no man can open. Today, China and Saudi Arabia and India and many other countries in the world, including USA and Canada, are saying that they are going to stop Christianity. That's foolish. Trying to stop an overflowing flood that is coming, the power of the Holy Spirit that flows from the throne of God, those gates shall be shattered to pieces. Because the Lion of the tribe of Judah goes before us, and we have the victory. We will conquer, we will overcome. This world will be established with Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the ruler of the universe in the new heaven and the new earth. And we will reign forever with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this wonderful moment. We pray that you will continue to bless us, empower us, strengthen us, give us the victory. As thy word says, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Give us the victory, and to you be the glory and honor and riches and blessing, now and forevermore. Amen.